USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump is preparing to sign a range of executive orders as part of a shift in White House strategy to boost Americans' confidence in his leadership amid widespread criticism of his handling of the coronavirus pandemic. The White House is trying to reposition the president as proactive rather than on the defensive over his response to the coronavirus as he trails the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden in multiple polls. The strategy is coupled with a plan for Trump to return to headlining coronavirus briefings, which he stopped attending in April. The executive orders will include policy changes on immigration, the census, prescription drugs, and health care, including a merit-based immigration system and addressing the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, or DACA, which has allowed nearly 800,000 young people known as Dreamers to avoid deportation. The president has said several times that the Supreme Court's DACA ruling gave him new authority to take additional steps. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
A 15-year-old black girl who's been incarcerated in Michigan since mid-May after she failed to do her online schoolwork will not be returning home, a judge decided in a case that has stoked outrage that is emblematic of the systematic racism and the criminalization of black children. Oakland County Judge Mary Ellen Brennan determined the girl has been benefiting from the residential treatment program at a juvenile detention center and is not yet ready to be returned to her mother. The girl, who is being identified only by her middle name, Grace, was the subject of a published report last week with community activists all expressing outrage over her incarceration. Florida's largest teachers union has sued Governor Ron DeSantis over his administration's push to fully reopen all public schools next month, even as the number of coronavirus cases in that state is spiking. The Florida Education Association accused DeSantis and other state officials of violating a state constitutional mandate to keep public schools safe and secure. The union asked a state court in Miami to halt the governor's reopening. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A large crowd of anti-police demonstrators descended on the Law Enforcement Appreciation Day event in Denver, blowing whistles and in some instances throwing punches, forcing police to intervene before the gathering was shut down. Acting Deputy Homeland Security Secretary Ken Cuccinelli reacted to the outrageous violence, saying, "These tyrannical left-wing anarchists hate free speech. If you do not agree with them, they believe you must be beaten down." Literally. Two people were arrested for assault and others are being investigated. The counter-protest was organized by the Party for Socialism and Liberation and other Black Lives Matter supporters. Pop singer Madonna said the Russian government has fined her for a speech she made supporting LGBTQ rights at a concert in St. Petersburg years ago. The singer posted a clip of her speech on Instagram and Twitter, alleging that she never paid the $1 million penalty for her words. Madonna told the audience that they had the power to make a difference through love.
No fear, it's all the same thing. We want to fight for the right to be.
Russian society has maintained intolerant stances toward the LGBT community despite decriminalizing homosexuality decades ago. Nearly one in five Russians say they want to eliminate gay and lesbian people from society. Earlier this month, Russians favored a national referendum defining marriage exclusively as a union between one man and one woman. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.